And here we go. We're ready for a tip-off. Nicollet wins the tip. They're coming right at us again. We're in one corner of the basketball court, in a corner of the sideline. Nicollet in the blue jerseys. That one is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Grunsky of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmets. Raiders in the blue jerseys, white numerals, the word Raiders across the front. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmets comes on a 2-3 zone in that right corner. That is Brooklyn Bodie. Inside, turnaround shot will be left short. Rebound pulled down by ACGE. Turnaround shot by Shannon Seuss, left it short. Here comes ACGE the other way. That layup is too strong. Rebound put up. A foul's going to be called, so don't count the basket. Ashley Newman got the offensive rebound, put it back up, but the officials say the foul was on the floor. Or maybe no foul was called. Is it knocked out of bounds? So went out of bounds on a block shot is what they're calling, and then on the inbounds, ACGE turns it over. Nicollet, top of the key, swings it right side, or swung it to Klockzeem. Back to the top of the key, into that far corner. Just underway, 52 seconds gone by. Back to the top of the key to Bodie. Over to the left side to Klockzeem. Klockzeem, a couple of dribbles, trying to get it in on the elbow. Now swung to the corner to Sand. There's a long three-pointer left wing. Shot no good by Klockzeem. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nicollet. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons in the white jerseys, black numerals, that dark red trim with the word Knights across their jersey. Looking for our first score of the contest. In the corner, that's Ashley Newman. And we're going to have a turnover. Traveling is called on ACGE. Again, three sets of sisters on ACGE. At some point, I might have to say their first names. Lauren Heskett and Rachel Heskett. They're twins. Olivia and Ashley Newman, and Madison and Macy Matson. 90 seconds gone by, still no score here in Nicollet. On the post, now swung to the right wing, driving in, little dipsy-doo layup is no good, but traveling's going to be called. That was Klockzeem taking it right to the bucket. No score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Valley Conference action tonight here on Kate Radio. And now a near turnover, it's going to be a turnover. Pass by Macy Matson, a bounce pass underneath, and it skips out of bounds. So both teams off to a very slow start. 16-12 to go. In the first half, still no score. So we broadcast from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Bodie in the corner, looking for some help. Again, ACGE in that zone defense. Now a 2-1-2 and a turnover, and here comes ACGE. Grunsky, and Grunsky gets bumped from behind, looking for that breakaway layup, but she was knocked down to the hardwood. It's going to be a push. I don't think any shots are going to be taken because she was still dribbling. And a foul is going to be called on Leah Bodie. That'll be her first, team foul number one on Nicollet. In the right corner, that's Rachel Heskett back to the top of the key. Swung right side to Olivia Newman. Newman looking for a screen. Now Newman drives in, splits two defenders. A foul is going to be called. And I think Newman's got two shots coming her way. So Olivia Newman will shoot a pair, looking for the first points of this contest with 15:45 to go in the first half. Foul's going to be on Shannon Seuss. That'll be her first, team foul number two. As Newman knocks down the first free throw, and it's 1-0. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Nicollet again 3-6 on the season. They have lost five in a row after they got off to a 3-1 start. Second free throw also good by Newman. 2-0. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmets. Nicollet looking for their first basket. Trying to get it on the wing. It's knocked out of bounds. Went off the hands of Sierra Grunsky. Again, we'll be back here next Friday for boys action. Alden Conger taking on Nicollet on the boys' side. So a couple of Friday nights, highlighting some other schools in our area. That shot just skims off the rim on a floater put up by Leah Bodie. It goes out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Nicollet. Valley Conference right now, St. Clair on top, 4-0 in the conference. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial at 3-0. The leaders in the Valley early. There is a three-point attempt and a crossover, and it's good for Olivia Newman. Crossover dribble, pulls up and knocks down the three. She's got all 5 points for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Good start for ACGE, 5-0. 15:07 to go here in this first half. Trying to answer his body with a three left corner. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Olivia Newman. Gets the pass ahead. Running layup is too strong. Goes off the glass. That was Matson. And it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by ACGE. Nice pass to Matson. Again, just too strong in the layup. 5-0 ACGE. Get off to a great start. Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 3-1 in the conference. Cleveland's 2-2. Run through the rest of the standings in just a moment. 18-foot jumper left side. That's going to trickle in for Klockzy. So Nikola gets on the board. 5-2. Alden Conger up by 3. 14:32 to go first half. There's a three-pointer right side. Hits it. Rachel Heskett for 3. So both field goals hit by Alden Conger. Glenville Evans have been from beyond the arc. And it's 8-2. ACGE up by 6. Their biggest lead of the game. Martin County West 2-3 in the conference. ACGE 3-2. Nicollet 1-3 in Medelia 0-5. Nicollet turns it over. ACGE in transition. And backing out is Newman. That's Olivia Newman. Now she attacks off the glass and good from the left side. Olivia Newman. She's got 7 points. 10-2. ACGE up by 8. Great start on the road. Glockzheim left side. Deeper in that corner to Bodie. Bodie looking for some help. Now back near the top of the key to Klockzheim. 13:42 to go first half. Again, ACGE up by 8. 10-2 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Back to the top of the key. Bodie will reset the offense. Again, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons saying that 2-3 zone. On the top of the zone, they got Newman and Grunsky. Passing the block. Tries a layup. Nice move. Count the bucket for Klockzy. She's got 4 points. She went around one of the Newman sisters and got the layup, and now a turnover on Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons, basketball back to Nicolette. Couple of substitutions. We got a timeout. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. We'll reset the rosters or the lineups for both teams in just a moment. Timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or you can call Jamie at 373-4680. That's 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law. Nicollet averaging 55.2 points per game, giving up 58.8. Alden Conger, Glenville Evans scoring 52.6 points per game, giving up 50.4. Nicollet's lost 5 in a row. Alden Conger, Glenville Evans, they have lost 2 in a row. So both teams looking to get back in the win column tonight. Reset things for Alden Conger, Glenville Evans. Avery Hornberger's out there for the first time, along with Lauren Heskett. They're on top of the zone. See who the bottom three are. That's Ashley Newman, Olivia Newman, and also Macy Matson on the bottom of the zone. Nicollet down by 6 with the basketball and a turnover. And here comes Alden Conger, Glenville Evans the other way. Racing in, layup is too strong off the glass by Olivia Newman, who's got 7 points to lead the way. And in transition the other way, Nicollet gets an easy bucket. So a missed layup on one end. Seuss gets the layup on the other. And the lead's down to 4. 10-6. Right wing driving in, little runner, left it short. That was Matson. Rebound pulled down by Nicollet. 12:24 to go first half. Nicollet trying to cut into the lead, running layup too strong. Rebound bounced off a few fingertips. And a jump ball is going to be called. Basketball is going to stay right here with Nicollet. Leah Bodie, we've seen her attack a few times for Nicollet. Just not able to finish. Bodie, a 5'7 sophomore. Nicollet with 5 seniors on their roster. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons with just 2. Turnover on the top of the key, and it's knocked away from behind by one of the Nicollet players. Hornberger was bringing it in. It's knocked out of bounds. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons will keep it right here on this side. Not a bad crowd here on a Friday night. Again, if you could not make the trip from Alden or Conger or Glenville or Emmons, we got you covered tonight. ACG up by 4. Top of the key three-pointer shot no good by Heskett. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by ACG. Get Olivia Newman off to a fast start. She's got 7 points. She's hit a 3. Rachel Heskett also with 3 points. She is knocked down to 3. Nicola trying to figure out this zone defense being put on. Welding Conger, Glenville Emmons. Little runner by Bodie puts it up. Shot's no good, but she was fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Leah Bodie. Like we just mentioned, Bodie can tell very good at trying to attack the basket, just has not been able to finish. This time she's rewarded with a couple of free throws as Ashley Newman will pick up her first, team foul number one. First free throw by Bodie is good. Cuts the lead down to three. It's a 5-0 run for Nicollet. Couple of dribbles, second free throw coming. That one is also good by Bodie. And a lead is down to two. 6-0 run by Nicollet. ACGE trying to get back some momentum here. A little 15-foot jumper is good. Knocking that one down is Ashley Newman, her first bucket. It ends that 6-0 run. It's 12-8. Knights up by four. Now a turnover on the other end. As Nicollet throws it away in that corner. Again, you can listen tonight on AM 1450 KATE. If you got family or friends, maybe out of the listening area. You can also catch the game at myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app. And if you have a smart speaker, just tell that speaker to play KATE. Driving in, I think for the first time, that's Madison Matson in the game. Almost got it stolen. Now on the right wing, splits the defenders. Layup spins it in is Olivia Newman. Newman's got 10 points. It's a 6-point lead. 4-0 run for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. A good pressure on top of the key. Lauren Heskett is all over. Point guard Glockzy. Now on the right wing. Cross-court pass left side to Hansen. Hansen back to the top of the key. Three-point attempt by Glockzy, and that's long. Rebound pulled down by Sand. Sand, a double team, will kick it back out. Another chance for Nicollet. Three-point in the corner by Hansen. That's short. Long rebound going to be chased down by Nicollet, and then stolen away. Heskett picks it up, and Heskett will wait for her teammates. Rebound was pulled down by McDaniels. Then she had it stolen from behind, and now Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons will turn it over. And back comes the Raiders, down by six with 10:15 to go first half. Right wing, Klockzheim, looking for some help. Bounce pass on the left elbow to Sand. Swings it left corner. Deep in that left corner to Bodie. Bodie looking to drive, pulls up 10-foot jumper, spins out. Wow, how did that not go down? Rebound to ACGE. Three-pointer in transition for Heskett is long. That's Lauren Heskett. Rebound pulled down by Nicola. Here comes the Raiders. Bodie takes it right to the bucket. Left it short. Rebound pulled down by Klockzy. So another offensive rebound for Nicola. Inside they go to McDaniels. Backing her way in. Turnaround shot is blocked by Ashley Newman. Newman swats it away, and here comes ACGE. Nice pass. Layup by Lauren Heskett. I think Ashley Newman gets the assist. Lauren Heskett gets the layup. And it's a 6-0 run by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. After Nicollet had gotten a 6-0 run. On the other end, underneath shot put up. No good by Santa. Here comes ACGE just beating him down the floor. Layup is no good. And a rebound pulled down by Nicollet. Avery Hornberger just not able to finish the layup. But on the rebound, Nicollet's call for traveling. It'll keep it right here. Mass substitutions. Sierra Gretzky, Macy Manson. Again, they're on the other end of the floor. Madison Manson also out there for ACGE, along with Olivia Newman. They turn it over on the inbounds. Here comes Nicollet the other way. Bodie drives in, a kick ball. Goes off the foot of Grunsky. Fifth player out there is Lauren Heskett for ACGE. 16-8. 9 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard here in the first half. Game of runs, almost a turnover. Did it stay in bounds? It did stay in bounds as Lauren Heskett saved it from going to her own bench, but saved it right to a Nicollet player. Raiders will bring it right back across the timeline. Inside, 15-foot jumper put up off the glass and good. Tiana Sand says the bank is open late. 16-12. Or 16-10 after that bucket. 16-10. Stops an ACGE 6-0 run. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Sand. That'll be her first, team foul number three. Substitution for ACGE. Rachel Heskett will check back in. Next time they come this way, we'll reset the offense for Nicollet. We have Raider fans maybe listening online at myalbertlee.com. On the inbounds, a quick shot put up in the paint. No good. Rebound pulled down by Nicollet. 8:25 to go first half, 16-10 ACGE. Top of the key, swung left side to Sand. Sailing for some help. Dumps it off underneath to Seuss. Kicks in the corner for three. That's good. Three-pointer by Brooklyn Bodie. First three hit by Nicollet. It's a 5-0 run. And Nicollet's cut the lead down to three. They trail by as many as eight here in the first half. 16-13, ACGE. Matson top of the key. I go underneath in the block. That's the other Matson looking for help. Back to the top, three-point, trying to answer. And there's the answer from Sierra Grunsky. Third three-pointer hit by ACGE. And that's how you answer 1-3 on one end. Sierra Grunsky knocks down a three on the other. Lead back to six, 19-13 ACGE. 7:37 to go in this first half. Right side. Now back to the top of the key, trying another three. That's put up, shot no good. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Nicollet. That three-pointer put up by Hattie Hansen. Nicholas in a nice job. Offensive rebounding here in the first half. Now pulling up from 6 feet away. That shot well short. Another offensive rebound. There's a 12-foot jumper. No good. Another offensive rebound. Put back up. I think the fifth try in this possession. That shot no good by Brooklyn Bodie. And ACGE finally comes down with a rebound. A three in transition. That shot is no good by Olivia Newman. Rebound put up no good. Battle for the basketball. Another chance. That offensive rebound is good by Macy Matson. Matson gets her first bucket. Six Knights have scored here in the first half. And back to the biggest lead of the game for ACGE. They're up by eight. Now a loose ball on the floor, a scramble. And a jump ball is going to be called. Bodie and Seuss for Nicollet. They were tied up underneath with Rachel Heskett. 21-13. Get Olivia Newman. She's got 9 points to lead the way. Five other Knights, each with a bucket. Speaking of Olivia Newman, drives in and she threw it away in the right side. Trying to get it underneath and Seuss picked it up. Here comes the Raiders the other way. A little running layup, puts it up as Bodie. Shot no good. Rebound off the glass. And good. Savannah Klockzin, she's got half a dozen. Lead is down to six. 21-15. And a timeout's going to be called by Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:20 to go here in the first half off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. ACGE 21, Nicollet 15. We're back in a moment on Kate.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Tom Sorensen. At America Insurance Group, we know finding the right protection for you and your families is important. That's why we partner with Nationwide, offering protection for you and your family's future. Call 507-377-2000 or visit AmericaInsurance.com to learn more. We're the A-Team.
Mortgage made easy. Hi, I'm Susie Miller, the mortgage lender at Arcadian Bank. And we want to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance. Our professional team is ready to help every step along the way. Apply online or download our app for convenient and step-by-step mortgage process and status updates.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lea, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
After the full timeout, ACGE with the basketball up by six, driving in, little runner off the glass and good. That's Sierra Grunsky. She's got 5 points, 23-15, back to the biggest lead for ACGE. That's 10, and now we're going to have a turnover, or actually an offensive foul. In transition, that was Brooklyn Bodie. She's calling for an offensive foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four. So four team fouls on Nicollet, just one. On Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. 6:02 to go here in the first half. On the right block, little spinner. Spinning towards the baseline, off the glass, too strong. Was a good move by Macy Matson, just not able to finish. Goes out of bounds, basketball back to Nicollet. Pass ahead to Brooklyn Bodie. Bodie top of the key. Now the right wing, it's stolen. And here comes Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. That's Heskett. Heskett, nice pass of transition. Layup put up no good. Then Heskett gets it. It's tapped out back to the top of the key. Newman with it. Newman at the left elbow. Kicks in the corner. Three-point attempt. That is good! So they keep it alive, and they get it out to Rachel Heskett. And Heskett knocks down her second three of the first half. 4 3-pointers in the first half for ACGE, and they're up by 11. Biggest lead of the contest, 26-15. And we're going to have an offensive foul is going to be called on Nicollet. They were trying to tie up. Is that Bodie again? One of the Bodie sisters. And I think Rachel Heskett was trying to tie her up, and she might have got an elbow. So Leah Bodie is going to pick up her second, team foul number 5. So that's back-to-back offensive fouls called on Nicollet. I think Bodie's got both those offensive fouls. 11-point lead. Newman drives in. Her pass in the middle is tapped right back out in between the circles. Right side to Matson. Matson on the wing looking for some help. Matson still with the basketball. Gets it to a cutter off the glass, and the paint lamp is no good. That was Lauren Heskett. And Nicollet has the rebound. With 5:12 to go in this first half, ACGE on the road in this Valley Conference matchup. They're up by 11. Top of the key, Brooklyn Bodie. Left side to Leah Bodie. Lob pass inside. Nice pass underneath. That was from one block to the other. 11 to 21. That was Klockzeem. She's got 8 points, 26-17. Now a pass inside on the other end. It's blocked. And a rebound by Nicollet. 26-17, 9-point lead. Nice pass underneath. Shot is up, no good. But Leah Bodie was fouled, and she'll shoot a couple of free throws. See who the foul is. On is Madison. Matson will check back in. Foul's going to be on Ashley Newman. ACGE with only 2 fouls in the game, and both are on Ashley Newman. First free throw is good. Bodie's a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Checking back in for Nicollet. Tiana Sand, and also Hattie Hansen. It's been a game of runs. Right now, an 8-point lead, make it a 7-point lead as Leah Bodie hits both of them. So it's a 4-0 run by Nicollet after ACGE had pushed the lead to double digits. It led by 11. Driving in right to the bucket, left-handed layup is good by Olivia Newman, making that look so easy. Newman, she has 11 points, and it's a 9-point lead. Again, still a young ACGE team, just 2 seniors. That's your twin sisters, Lauren and Rachel Heskett. Everybody else, junior, sophomores, and freshmen. 28-19, 9-point lead, back to the top of the key. Bodie will reset the offense, left side over to Hansen. Hansen there for some help, gets it knocked away. Loose basketball picked up by Nicollet. 15-foot jumper is going to rattle in for Seuss. Seuss picked up the loose change, and Seuss will knock it down. Leads down to 7, 28-21. Coming the other way, Nicollet gets a steal. ACGE lost that left corner. And Nicollet picks it up with 3:41 to go first half. Trying to go all the way to the bucket and swing it to the left side. Back to the top, 3-point attempt by Sand. That one is no good. Rebound by Nicollet. They've done a nice job on the offensive glass here in the first half. 28-21, 7-point lead for ACGE. If there's one complaint, I'm sure the coaching staff wishes the rebounding was better. They've been causing a lot of turnovers. There's another turnover. Layup the other way is left short. Out the fingertips of Lauren Heskett, goes in the corner. Tracked down by Nicollet. 7-point lead for the Knights. 3:03 to go first half of the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Broadcasting from the Americana Insurance Press Box here in Nicollet. Aaron Warren with you on a Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Bodie in the corner. Looking for some help, double team. Dumps it off to Sand underneath. Sand spins in the paint, puts it up too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Madison Matson. Then it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nicollet. Or is it a foul? I think it's going to be a foul. Substitution back in the game, Avery Hornberger. It will be a foul on Sand. So Sand's got her second. Leah Bodie also with 2 for Nicollet. That's a 6-team foul. Next one will get free throws for ACGE. 3-pointer right side by Olivia Newman's no good. Rebound pulled down by Nicollet. 2:32 to go first half. ACGE's been in that 2-3 zone. Done a nice job defensive-wise, just tough time getting rebounds. There's a 3-pointer in the corner. It's good by Leah Bodie. Bodie with her first field goal. She's got 7 points, and just like that, the lead's down to 4. 28-24 ACGE. Newman drives in, drops it off in the left block, and can't handle it as Mattson. It's a turnover. And a basketball back to Nicollet. Substitution, Rachel Heskett back in the game. So we got both the Hesketts out there. Also Hornberger. It looks like Macy Mattson and Olivia Newman, the five in the court for ACGE. Three-point attempt by Bodie again off the glass, right side. Rebound by Nicollet, and then Savannah Klockzeem travels. She knew it right away. She took one step, then two steps, and then faked like she's going to pass it, took a third step, and a big smile. She knew she traveled, and a turnover on Nicollet. 28-24, nice backdoor cut. Layup is left short, and a rebound by Nicollet. Beautiful pass. Lauren Heskett could not finish. So here comes the Raiders, down by just four. Minute 40 to go here in the first half. At the free throw line, kicks in the corner. Three-point attempt put up by Hansen. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Nicollet, and a jump ball is going to be called. Sand got the rebound. Rachel Heskett tied her up, and this time the possession arrow belongs to Nicollet. With 92 seconds to go in this first half. It's been a fun one so far. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Wherever you're listening tonight, there's a layup, and it's good by Klockzeem. Nobody picked her up going into the paint. Klockzeem's got 10. The Knights have led by as many as 11. The lead's down to 3, 28-25. Driving in, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Hansen. That means we have a one-on-one coming up for Alden Conger with a minute 15 to go in this first half. We'll recap the first half for you coming up at halftime. 28-26. At one point, it was 26-15. So it's been an 11-2 run by Nicollet. Free throw is no good by Hornberger, but a long rebound. Hornberger tried to save it, scrambled for the basketball, and finally picked up by Nicollet. So Nicollet with a chance to tie things up or take the lead, and now a foul is going to be called on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Okay, no foul, just tapped out of bounds in the backcourt. Up by 11, 26-15. Klockzeem and a big three-pointer by Bodie. I think both Bodies have had a couple of threes in this run. 28-26. Nicollet looking for their first lead of the game. They can tie things up or take the lead with a three. In that left corner to Brooklyn Bodie. Bodie looking for some help, and a foul is going to be called. That's on Lauren Heskett. That'll be her first. Team foul number three on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Plenty of fouls to give for ACGE. Bodie's pass into Seuss in the corner. Back to the wing, almost knocked away by Heskett. Regained there by Klockzeem. Lob pass on the block. Now into the corner. That's Hansen. Hansen on the wing. Back to the top of the key, 42 seconds to go. Swung left side to Brooklyn Bodie. Bodie tossing inside. Now swung right side, a three for the lead. That is short by Hansen. Rebound pulled down by Nicollet. Bodie left side drops it off on the block. Little jumper off the glass is no good. That by Seuss. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. And again, rebounded. On the defensive side has been the trouble for ACGE here in the first half. A lot of second chance opportunities for Nicollet. Inbounds pass is knocked away. Comes to the top of the key, picked up by Heskett. Heskett racing the other way. Heskett double dribbled. And a turnover on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons with 20.1 seconds to go in his opening half. Again, Thursday of next week, we have Albert Lea girls hockey. The Tigers will host Mankato West at 5:30. Week from tonight, we'll be back here in Nicollet for Alden Conger boys basketball as the Knights take on the Raiders. 7 seconds to go, make it six. Right wing with three, with two. Bodie looking to drive, drops it off. Shot put up, it's blocked, and the first half comes to an end. They got the Seuss on the block, but she had it swatted away, and the first half of basketball comes to an end here in Nicollet. Don't go anywhere. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, they were up by 11, 26-15. But Nicollet, an 11-2 run to close out that first half. And your halftime score off the Hansen Tire Service scoreboard. ACGE 28, Nicollet 26. We're back in a moment. You're listening to ACGE Girls Basketball on Kane.
This is Josh Fossum from Bayview Funeral Home. When you endure a loss, it's comforting to know you have the personal attention of local ownership assisting you with your funeral needs. Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home offers continuous service to the Albert Lea area, and we are proud to serve you with comfort, caring, and dependability. That's what you will experience with Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home. Call 373-4330.
At Broadway Home Design, they pride themselves in offering the best countertops available in the business. Quality Quartz countertops by Cambria top their list. Family-owned, American-made, and a full lifetime transferable warranty are just three reasons that set it on top of their competitors. Visit their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea to see the many colors and designs offered, including the new Inverness Collection. Cambria Quartz surfaces require no sealing or maintenance and will not disappoint. Visit CambriaUSA.com or your local Premier dealer here in Albert Lea.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. At this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Sephoric Insurance Agency, stop in and see us next to the channel between Bridge and Main or online at sephoric.com.
Get your vehicle ready for Old Man Winter at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lea. Their skilled and experienced mechanics have you covered with quality products and dependable workmanship at affordable prices. Batteries, brakes, maintenance, auto repair, the best tires and service around. You only need to know one name. Hanson Tire, for all your automotive needs, no matter what the season. Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lea, stop by today or go online at HansonTire.com. For all your automotive needs, no matter what the season. Once you try them, they're sure you'll be back for more.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lea's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lea makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
We're at halftime here in Nicollet. Valley Conference basketball. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons clinging to a 2-point lead over Nicollet. 28-26, your halftime score. We'll go through the scoring in the first half coming up in just a moment. We do want to thank some of our sponsors. Besides the Acate Sports Boosters, we have some sponsors for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, including the Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons School District. The staff and employees from the Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons School District are proud to support their students. They say good luck, Knights, have a great season, and continued success. Also, High Yield of Alden. For fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery, you'll find the best service from High Yield Products of Alden. Call them today at 874-3750. That's 874-3750. And Northern Country Cooperative, known for providing high-quality products and service and building trust by putting farmer success first. Visit them online at ncountrycoop.com. That's ncountrycoop.com. You can also follow them on Facebook. We're at halftime. It is Valley Conference matchup and recapping the game. Albert Lea, not Albert Lea, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons got off to a 5-0 lead. They were up 8-2 at one point. They would push the lead up to 11 at 26-15. ACGE has led the entire game. Again, a nice run to end the first half, an 11-2 run by Nicollet. And that's where we sit right now. 26-15, take that back, 28-26. Halftime score, ACGE up by 2 points. Let's start with Nicollet leading the way, Savannah Klockzeem. She's got 10 points with 5 field goals, 7 points for Leah Bodie, 4 points for Shannon Seust, 3 points for Brooklyn Bodie, and 2 points for Tiana Sand. For Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Olivia Newman having a big game. She's knocked down 1-3. She's got 11 points to lead ACGE. Also, Rachel Heskett with 6 points, Sierra Grunsky with 5, 2 points for Ashley Newman, 2 points for Macy Mattson, and 2 points for Lauren Heskett to wrap up the scoring for ACGE in that opening half. 3 3-pointers Take that back. 4 three-pointers hit by the Knights in the first half. Free throw shooting 2-3 from the charity stripe. For Nicolet, 2 three-pointers hit in the first half. Free throw-wise, they're 4-4 from the free throw line. Leah Bodie knocking down all 4 free throws that she attempted. And I'm assuming the Bodie sisters are twins. Now, Leah Bodie, only a sophomore. Brooklyn Bodie, a senior. Again, they have a couple of sisters. Shannon Sust, a senior. Caitlin Sust, a sophomore. And we mentioned this during the pregame. 3 sets of sisters on the Eldon Conger Glenville Emmons basketball team. The Heskets, the Newmans, and the Matsons. Again, it's a 2-point lead at halftime, 28-26. Eldon Conger Glenville Emmons on top. And since we got some time here at halftime, want to pull up some of stats that were sent over to me talking about Eldon Conger Glenville Emmons. Coming into the game, they're a top scorer. Macy Matson with 13 points per game, 9.7 points per game for Olivia Newman, 8.1 for Sierra Grunsky, 7 points a game for Ashley Newman, and 6.4 points a game for Rachel Heskett. So a pretty balanced attack. Again, Macy Matson averaging 13 points a game so far in the first half, just 2 points for her. And again, Olivia Newman usually averaging about 9.7 points per game in that first half. She had 11 to lead ACGE. If you missed it earlier today, we did announce our 3. Yes, we gave out the Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week Award, or Athletes of the Week Award, to 3 Albert Lea wrestlers. Logan Davis, trying to think off the top of my head, Michael Olson. It was a Brody Ignashevsky, who's from the Eldon Conger School District. Logan, Brody, and Michael. If you missed that interview, always fun to talk to student athletes. We also talked with their head coach, Tyler Vogt, as those 3 wrestlers last week in Fargo at the Rumble on the Red, they won their respective weight class, which is, it's such a tough tournament to go up there and place, but to win your weight class, and this is the first time that Albert Lea area has had multiple winners at the Rumble on the Red, and Michael Olson became the first 2-time champion at the Rumble on the Red for Albert Lea Wrestling. So if you missed that interview, you can find it online at myalbertlea.com. Also, you can go to our Facebook page. We have it posted there as well. I want to grab the prep schedule for tomorrow. I haven't seen any scores to pass along yet tonight. I'll check out Twitter in just a moment. But if you're looking for some basketball tomorrow, plenty of action, and the roads should be in good shape for your Saturday, just like they were tonight, heading over here to Nicolet. In boys basketball tomorrow, Albert Lea's going to be at Worthington. That matchup will start at 4. Eldon Conger's going to be at United South Central. That's a doubleheader at 7:15. So ACGE, their girls team, will be right back in action tomorrow. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to be at Redwood Valley. That game starts at 5. Also tomorrow, Northwood, Kensett, they'll be at Riceville at noon. Lake Mills will host North Iowa. That game starts at 12:30. Girls basketball tomorrow, Albert Lea's going to be at Blue Earth. That's a 12:15 start. Eldon Conger, Glenville Emmons, they're going to be at USC at 5:45. So Eldon Conger, Glenville Emmons fans, if you're looking to check out a doubleheader, girls will play at 5:45, the boys at 7:15, those games in Wells. Northwood Kensett, they're at Riceville tomorrow. That game is at 1:30. And in wrestling, Albert Lea area, they're going to be at the Eden Prairie tournament. That starts at 9. At Northwood Kensett, they'll be at the GTRA tournament. That starts at 10 o'clock. Halftime score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We got ourselves a good one. Here in girls basketball, it's ACGE 28, Nicolet 26. We're back in a moment with second half action on Kate.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Tom Sorensen. At America Insurance Group, we know finding the right protection for you and your families is important. That's why we partner with Nationwide, offering protection for you and your family's future. Call 507-377-2000 or visit AmericaInsurance.com to learn more. We're the A-Team.
Second half action is underway. from Nicolet. Again, it's a two-point lead. Alden Conger, Glenville Evans with the basketball. Now coming our way. Again, we're sitting in one of the corners on the sideline as there's a three-point attempt put up and good by Rachel Heskett. Heskett's got three three-pointers in this game. She's got 9 points, and the lead is 5, 31-26. Well, that's the way to start the second half with a boom. Heskett for three. On the other end at the free throw line, kicks in the corner. Over to Bodie, back to the top of the key. Back to Bodie in the corner, lobs it inside the sand. Sand backing her way in, puts it up no good. Gets her own rebound, left it short. Another rebound by Nicolet. They'll kick it out. 15-foot baseline jumper is no good. Another rebound pulled down by the Raiders, and then they throw it away. After the shot was missed by Klockzeem, rebound pulled down by Seuss, and Seuss trying to kick it to the wing, and it skips out of bounds. So again, the offensive rebounding, that's been what's keeping Nicolet in this game. 17-15 to go. Second half, off the inbounds, driving layup is good. A toss from half court over the defense, and Macy Manson, she's got 4 points. 5-0 run to start the second half. ACGE, their lead is up to 7. Near turnover on the other end. As they stay in that 2-3 zone. They're going to lob in the sand. Sand backing her way in. It spins out. And a rebound pulled down by ECG and then knocked away back to half court. Nicolet gets it back, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Olivia Newman. Leah Bodie looking to drive. And Olivia Newman will pick up her first team foul number 4 on ECG. On the inbounds, kicks in the corner. Thought about a shot there. Now drives around. Couple defenders, left-handed layup is no good by Klockzeem. Rebound pulled down by ACGE. We're going to have a jump ball on the rebound. The basketball belongs to Nicolet. Again, both teams looking to break some losing streaks. Nicolet's lost 5 in a row. ACGE, they've lost a couple in a row. 4-3 ACGE, Nicolet 3-6. Pass inside is knocked away. A scramble on the ground for it and picked up by Nicolet near the top of the key. Resetting the offense, that'll be a Brooklyn Bodie. Bodie on that right wing, left side to Sand. Sand lob pass inside on the block, spinning her way in, partially blocked. Loose basketball picked up by Nicolet. Turnaround shot, that was by Seuss, had it blocked. But the Raiders still controlled the basketball. Trying to get inside, not able to. Now the free throw line, Sand kicks to the corner. Bodie for three, that one skims off the rim. Rebound by Nicolet, shot put up and count the basket. Offensive rebound by Klockzeem. She's got a dozen. And a chance to complete the three-point play. And once again, Nicolet just crashing the offensive boards. And the lead is down to 5. Again, Klockzeem leading all scorers with a dozen. And her free throw is well short. 33-28. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Again, wherever you're hanging out on this Friday night, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting area sports here on Kate Radio. Newman drives in, kicks it to the corner, over to Ashley Newman. And then a turnover. Pass at the top of the key is picked out by Klockzeem. Klockzeem in the front court. Klockzeem will reset the offense in between the circles. 15:38 to go here in this one. 33-28, ACG, you know, a turnover. Went through the hands of Leah Bodie, and Bodie clapping her hands together. Disappointing she didn't come up with that one. Nicolet in the white jerseys, white numerals. Alden Conger in the white jerseys with black numerals. In the corner, 18-foot jumper. That's long. Rebound going to be pulled down by Manson. Three-pointer was missed by Newman, Ashley Newman. Now a jump ball, and this time the arrow belongs to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Again, if you missed any basketball, hockey scores, or wrestling results from last night, you can find everything at myalbertlee.com. If you haven't bookmarked that website before, do it right now. On your computer, myalbertlee.com. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called as Macy Matson is looking to drive in. Foul on Nicolet. That's going to be on. It's going to be on Seuss. That'll be her second. Team foul number 1 on the Raiders here in the second half. Shot put up off the inbounds, left it short. Rebound and another jump ball. We're going to have a foul. So the shot was missed. I didn't see who attempted it. But a foul is going to be called on Alden Conger going for the rebound. That's going to be on Grunsky. That'll be her first team foul number 2. Ashley Newman with 2 fouls for ACGE. 3 players for Nicolet each have 2. Spinning on the block, shot put up, no good by Seuss. Rebound by ECGE, looking to run. Going right to the bucket, layup is good. That's Rachel Heskett. Put her head down, went right to the bucket. She's got 11. Oh, she missed it. I take that back. I thought it went in, but she missed it. How did that not go in? 33-28. With 14:57 to go. I look down for a second. Or now they're giving them the points. That went in. Yeah, that did go in. On the other end, that shot went in. So Seuss gets the bucket. Rachel Heskett has 11 points. It's 35-30. I didn't think I was seeing things. Now a foul on the drive by Macy Mattson. Nicollet put the basketball in so fast, I thought for a second that maybe she had missed the layup and they didn't put the score on the board right away. Sometimes I see things. A couple of substitutions here for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Mattson's out there, along with Heskett and Hornberger. Speaking of Mattson, off the inbound, spins in the paint, and Macy Mattson knocks it down. She's got 6 points. The lead is 7, 37-30. Bodie driving in, spins in the paint, puts it up, too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Olivia Newman. It should be 37-30, I believe. Score's not going up right away. On the other end, shot put up, no good. And a rebound by Nicollet. Yeah, I think it should be 37-30. 14:03 to go in this one off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Pass inside, now back to the top of the key to Bodie. Bodie with it, looking for some help, and a pass to the top is knocked away there by Lauren Heskett. In transition, Heskett will get it back, her left-handed layup, that is no good. Rebound put up and good. Rebound put up by, that was Avery Hornberger following it up, her first basket, 37-30. Gets the 7-point lead, chop it up on the other end, that is good. We're gonna give credit for that bucket in the paint to Aaliyah Bodie. Get her on one side of the court and kind of lost her in the shuffle. Yeah, we have a better vantage point where ACGE is on offense. Speaking of offense, there's a layup going right to the bucket, Olivia Newman. Her first bucket of the second half. No one stepped in front to stop her. And it's a 7-point lead, 39-32. Layup on the other end, no good by Nicollet. Back comes Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Right to the bucket, shot put up, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Nicollet. That was Macy Mattson on the layup. And a timeout's going to be called by Nicollet. It's a 30-second timeout. And since we got a moment, let's thank some more of our Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons sponsors. Thank you to them and the Kate Sports Boosters for sponsoring our game tonight. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons School District, one of our sponsors tonight. The staff and employees from the Alden Conger and Glenville Emmons School District are proud to support their students. Good luck, Knights. Have a great season and continued success. High Yield of Alden for fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery. You'll find the best service from High Yield Products of Alden. Call them today at 874-3750. That's 874-3750. In Northern Country Cooperative, known for providing high-quality products and service and building trust by putting farmers' success first. Visit them online at ncountrycoop.com. You can also follow them on Facebook. It's a 7-point lead, 39-32. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons up by 7. They led by as many as 11 in the first half. The lead was cut to 2 at halftime. Nicollet has not led yet. Off the timeout, Nicollet will inbounce in the front court. Clock Zeem, top of the key. ACG staying in that zone defense. And a steal knocked away by Heskett. And here comes ACG up by 7 with the basketball. 12:49 to play. In the paint, pull-up 10-foot jumper. That skims off the rim right side by Hornberger. Rebound pulled down by Klockzeem. Klockzeem's going to bring it across the timeline. Klockzeem with it. Still with the basketball. Looking for some help on the top of the key. Drops off underneath. Head fake and a little hook shot off the glass too strong by Rashonda McDaniels. Rebound pulled down by... Again, I can't see. And we're going to have a jump ball. Again, we have the Alden Conger Glenville Emmons bench, and you know, coach is standing up. So anything on the far side of the court, I apologize. Unable to see at times, but I think it was a jump ball. Bodie with a long three-pointer shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Olivia Matson. ACGE up by 7. Pass in the front court. Nice look. Layup left short by Matson. Rebound pulled down by McDaniels. And McDaniels trying to find out the traffic step on the sideline. And we'll keep it right here for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. In the postgame show, we'll tell you about our player of the game brought to you by the Albert Lee Bus Company. Haven't seen any scores tonight, but Troy Thompson Agency and High Yield of Alden bring you any score updates during our broadcast. Three-point attempt is well short by Lauren Heskett. Macy Matson got the rebound, but her foot was on the sideline. So basketball back to Nicollet. Livia Newman with 13, Rachel Heskett with 11. Two Knights in double figures. Top of the key, now swung left side to Bodie. Leah Bodie drives in, her pass is deflected, a turnover on Nicollet. Back comes ACGE. Long pass ahead to Hornberger. Her layup is short. Rebound put up and no good, but a foul. And a couple of free throws coming up for Macy Matson, who's got 6 points. ACGE has not gotten to the free throw line a lot tonight, just 2 for 3. And their first visit to the stripe here in the second half. First free throw is short. Foul is on. They put the foul on the scoreboard. Well, there's no 25 on Nicollet. Second free throw is no good. Rebound. It goes out of bounds. Hornberger tried to save it. She tossed it back in and hit the bottom of the backboard. So Nicollet with the basketball after two misses. Each team has 3 team fouls. 11:35 to go second half. Aaron Worm with you from Nicollet. 7-point lead for ACGE. Driving in, almost traveling, put it up too strong, and the layup was Klockzeem. Rebound put up, no good. Scramble for the basketball on the ground, picked up by Newman. Olivia Newman with the pink shoes, I like it. Newman right to the bucket, her layup is good. Olivia Newman's got 15 points. It's a 9-point lead, 41-32. Knights up by 9 on the road. Any turnover in half court. Picked up by Lauren Heskett. Heskett, left-handed layup is good. Heskett's got 4, 43-32. The lead is back to the biggest lead of the game, 11-point lead for ACGE. Able to finish off their layups. Now a 3-pointer, and the other end is good. If you're a Nicollet fan listening at myalbertlee.com, that's a big shot by Savannah Klockzeem. She's got 15 points. They're actually going to call it a 2-point bucket. The lead's down to 9, 43-34. Three-pointer the other way. That is in and out by Hornberger. Rebound pulled down by Nicollet. 10:25 to go in this Valley Conference matchup from Nicollet. In the corner. Thought about a 3-pointer. Now takes a 3 on the right wing. That's well short by Hansen. Rebound by Nicollet. Put it back up, and a foul's going to be called. And a couple of free throws coming up for the Raiders. Couple of substitutions coming in for ACG. Wait to see who the foul's on. I think it's going to be on. Scoreboard says number 24. So Macy Matson picks up her second. First free throw shanks out for Shannon Soust. Back in the game for ACGE, Rachel Heskett and Ashley Newman back in the game. Second free throw is no good. Missed both of them. Sand got the rebound, kicks it back to the corner. Another offensive rebound. 15-foot jumper put up, shot no good, and trying to save it is Nicollet not able to. That jumper missed by Schust. So Alden Conger inbounds it. Okay, the Knights have played well tonight. But give Nicollet credit, a lot of offensive rebounds. Definitely have kept him in the game. Backdoor cut, looking for Hornberger. It's knocked away. Good defense by Brooklyn Bodie. Nicollet with the basketball. 9:52 to go. They're down by 9. Bodie in the paint pulls up. 12-foot jumper is good. Bodie's got 7. The lead is down to 7. 43-36, Knights. Passing the block. On the right block to Ashley Newman. Trying to get it back out to Hornberger, and Hornberger just trying to tap it away. She tapped it out of bounds. And Nicollet gets the turnover. You can tell this Nicollet team again. They got some players that can score and definitely some good height underneath. A lot of time remaining. Three-pointer, top of the key, shot no good. Short by Hansen. Rebound by ACGE. In transition, Newman left it, left wing. Newman at the free throw line. Newman back to the top of the key. Now at the elbow, kicks in the corner. Three-pointer put up by Ashley Newman. Newman to Newman, that one is short. Rebound pulled down by Kloczy. 9:08 to go, second half. 7-point lead for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. In the left corner to Hansen. Hansen dumps it off underneath. Turnaround's blocked. Nice block there by Ashley Newman. On the block, Rashonda McDaniel spun and got her shot blocked. Back comes ACGE. Long jumper, top of the key is good. Is that a three? Pulling up for three is Olivia Newman. And Newman's got her second three. She's got 18 points. Nicolet needs a timeout. The lead is back to double digits. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons 46. Nicolet 36. We're back in a moment. You're listening to ACGE Girls Basketball on Kate.
Hi, this is Brandy with Arcadian Bank. You can make a positive impact today by opening a checking or savings account with us. We'll make a $10 donation to the Humane Society of Freeborn County for every account that's opened. Plus, you'll also receive a $10 gift card to a local business. Stop in or go to our website at www.arcadian.bank to open an account online. Anything is possible when we work together to better our community.
Arcadian Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, offer valid to new and existing customers through June 30th of 2023. One donation and gift card per tax ID number.
Sometimes you hear that chant, she's only a freshman. Olivia Newman, 5'8 freshman guard. For Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons with a big three. She's got 18 points, lead all scores. The lead is back to double digits, 46-36. ACGE on top, 8:44 to go. And his Valley Conference matchup from Nicolet. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons is led by double digits on two other occasions. Nicolet just trying to hang around. And again, that 2-3 zone, ACGE has stayed in that the entire game. Brooklyn Bodie, top of the key, left side, three-pointer put up by Hansen, and Hansen for three. Lofty timeout, Hattie Hansen with her first three. That's a big bucket for Nicolet. Raiders cut the lead down to seven. Three on the other end, that's put up and good. Well, there's the answer. Sierra Grunsky says, you can hit a three, I can hit a three. Grunsky's got two threes, she's got 8 points, and the lead back to 10, 49-39. Pass inside to Sand. Sand puts it up. Right block shot. No good. We have a jump ball, and the arrow belongs to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Again, we're broadcasting from the Americana Insurance and Albert Lee and Wells Press Box. There to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures. You check out their website at AmericanaInsurance.com. That's AmericanaInsurance.com. 10-point lead. Nelson drives in, kicks it out. Three-point attempt put up, and that one is long. Goes out of bounds. ACGE can't save it. Three-pointer missed by Rachel Heskett. Good hustle by Sierra Grutsky trying to save it. Get Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons trying to break a two-game losing streak. 4-3 on the season. Nicolet sits at 3-6. They're up by 10. In a good spot with 7.5 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Left side over to Leah Bodie. Back to the top of the key. Right side to Brooklyn Bodie. Bodie looks to drive in the corner. Three-point attempt is put up. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by ACGE. Hattie Hansen missed the three. Now ahead to Newman. Olivia Newman's layup is no good. Just rolls off. Rebound by Nicolet. Coming the other way. An easy bucket on the other end. Leah Bodie. She's got 11 points. The lead is 8. 49-41. 6:59 to go. Running layup is no good. Loose ball knocked away by Nicolet. Scramble for it on the top of the key. And finally controlled by Olivia Newman for ACGE. Newman drives in, right block, kicks it out. 15-foot jumper, shot no good. And a rebound pulled down by Nicolet. Off the missed shot by Ashley Newman. Do they have a jump ball? I think the arrow's going to point to Nicolet. Again, we're used to broadcasting at half court. So you definitely miss some things here in the corner. Don't hear the officials coming up to the scorer's table. 6:42 to go. Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 49-41, ACGE by 8. Bodie top of the key, looking for some help. Over to her sister, I assume Brooklyn Bodie. They have to be sisters. I think one's a sophomore, one's a senior. Inside the Bodie, little drop step, left-handed layup is no good. Rebound put back up, no good. Another offensive rebound by Nicolet. Again, I don't have the rebounding stats, but they're definitely winning by a lot, by a large margin in that category. Skip pass, three-pointer right corner. That shot is short, rebound by Nicolet. Back to the wing once again, Bodie. Cross court to Bodie. Bodie in the paint, little floater puts it up. Shot rolls in for Leah Bodie. Bodie's got 13 points. A quick 4-0 run by Nicolet. The lead's down to a half a dozen. 5:52 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Olivia Newman with the basketball in the paint. To the top of the key, three-pointer put up. Off the glass, no good. Rebound by Nicolet as Grunsky could not get the three to go. Down by half a dozen is Nicolet. Left side, Klockzien. Klockzien drives in, a little runner off the glass, rolls in for Klockzien. She's got 16 points. It's a 6-0 run. The lead is down to 4. Raiders on their home floor not going away. 15-foot jumper right elbow. That is short. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. That shot by Macy Mattson from 15 feet away just could not hit. Substitution, Lauren Heskett back in the game. So Heskett and Hornberger, along with Grunsky, Macy Mattson, and also Olivia Newman, the five out there for ACGE. That shot put up left side from 10 feet away. Too strong off the glass. Rebound by the Knights. In transition, layup put up too strong. Rebound by Nicolet, and now a jump ball's going to be called. And going hard down the floor is Soost. Actually, it's going to be a foul. Not a jump ball. Foul's going to be called on Lauren Heskett. That'll be her second. Team foul number 6 on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. That's important. That means Nicolet will be shooting free throws for the final 4:58 of this game. They got to start the clock. Clock's not moving. Trying to drive in. And on the block put in. I didn't see who. They got to start the clock. Now the officials finally notice it as ACG is going to take a timeout. I'm going to give that point to Klockzien. She's got 18 points. It's 49-47. The run continues. It is a 8-0 run. And the clock was stopped at 4:58. Probably should be about 10 to 15 seconds off the clock. See if the officials noticed anything. I'm not sure. I don't think they did. We know the lead's down to 2. Let's thank some more of our sponsors again. Northern Country Cooperative, known for providing high-quality products and service and building trust by putting farmer success first. Visit them online at ncountrycoop.com and follow them on Facebook. High Yield of Alden, for fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery, you'll find the best service from High Yield Products of Alden. Call them today at 874-3750, 874-3750. ACGE needs a bucket. The lead is down to 2. 8-0 run by Nicolet. Pass inside on the block. Kicks it back out to the wing. Now to the top of the key to Newman. Newman having the big game tonight. She's got 18. She drives in. Swings it. Oh, she stepped out of bounds. They missed that one. Three-pointer put up no good. Newman with the rebound. Kicks it right back out to Heskett. 18-foot jumper. Top of the key is good by Macy Mattson. Mattson's got 8 points. A huge bucket needed by ACGE to stop that 8-0 run. The lead is 4, 51-47. Running layup by Bodie on the other end, shot no good. Scramble for it. Nicolet comes up with it. Now it's tapped away. The left wing back to the top of the key. Nicolet will reset with 4:08 to go. Nicolet down by 4. Bounce pass underneath the block. Little running layup off the glass and good by Klockzien. She's doing everything she can to keep her team in the game. I got her down for 20. The lead's back to 2. On the other end, layup is no good. Rebound put up no good. A third chance for ACGE, no good. And finally corralled by nobody. It skims out of bounds. Last touch by Nicolet. Hornberger had a chance. Heskett had a chance. I think Mattson was also in there as well. And nobody could finish for ACGE. 51-49, two-point lead for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. It was led by as many as 11. Once in the first half and once in the second half. Almost a turnover, right elbow, down the corner. to Livia Newman. Newman drives in, kicks in the corner to Hornberg. Back to the wing. There's a three-point attempt. That one is short. Rebound by ACGE. Three-pointer by Hornberger, no good, but Mattson gets a big offensive rebound. It's going to be on Sand. That'll be her third. Only the fourth team foul to be called on Nicolet. So ACGE will inbounds. On the block, little hook shot put up. Just goes out for Mattson, but Olivia Newman gets the rebound. Newman going baseline. Little reverse layup is good by Olivia Newman. Took it out to the side, went right back in. Newman again now with 20 points on the game. The lead's back to 4, 53-49. 3:08 to go, and now a turnover. Nicolet turns it over. ACGE the other way, and it's knocked away from behind. Now it's Rachel Heskett bringing in the front court. I think Leah Bodie knocked it away from behind. Substitution for Nicolet. It'll be Shannon Seuss will check in the game. 3:02 to go. Don't touch that dial or your phone. Little hook shot in the paint is good by Macy Mattson. Mattson having a big second half. 8 of her 10 points coming here in the second half. The lead's back to 6. A good answer after the lead was cut down to 2. Near turnover on the other end. And it goes out of bounds off the leg of one of the ACGE players. 20 points for Olivia Newman. 20 points for Savannah Kluczy. Off the inbounds, ends up in the right wing, and we're going to have a foul. We have an offensive foul on Nicola. Away from the basketball. And that's going to be on Seuss. That'll be her third. Team foul number 5 on Nicola. And since Alden Conger picked up their 6th foul about 2-plus minutes ago, Nicolet has not been fouled to get to the free throw line. Underneath on that right block, now a 12-foot jumper. That's short by Mattson. Rebound pulled down by Nicolet. 6-point lead for ACGE. Bodie in the front court. Forces one up. It rolls in. She gets the layup and a chance for an and-one. So Leah Bodie, she's got... Do the math quick. 15 points for Bodie. Again, Bodie only a sophomore. Clock Zima's got 20. She's also just a sophomore. Free throw by Bodie is short. Rebound tapped around and pulled down by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. And all by herself in the front court is Mattson. She missed the layup. Hornberger with the rebound puts it up, no good. And Nicolet comes down with it. Mattson was all by herself, couldn't finish. Down by 4. Here comes Nicolet. Bodie on the right block. And did she travel? Is there a foul? I guess the clock didn't start, so they're going to run off 10 seconds. That's the second time again the clock has not been started here in the second half. The first time when there should have been about 10 to 15 seconds ran off, the officials did not catch it. This time they do. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons wants a quick 30-second timeout. We're going to take a breather as well. 2:09 to go in Nicolet. ACGE 55, Nicolet 51. We're back in a moment on
Tires, the only thing keeping your vehicle attached to the road. Are your tires good? Are you ready for the cooler weather? Sanderson Auto Repair is your local Bridgestone Firestone authorized dealer. We offer many brands and styles to suit your individual needs, including winter tires. We offer the premium tire package that includes road hazard warranty, free tire rotations, free flat repairs, and nitrogen-filled tires. We also offer off-season tire storage. For all of your tire needs, see the experts at Sanderson Auto.
Sanderson Auto.
Service. 55-51. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons clinging to a 4-point lead. Aaron Worm with you from Nicolet. A 3-pointer by the Raiders is long. Rebound pulled down by Nicolet. If ACGE does not pick up a win tonight, offensive rebounds by Nicolet will be the key for the Raiders' comeback victory. Now a turnover. Trying to force it inside. Olivia Newman comes up with it. Newman ahead to Heskett. Heskett looking for some help. Cross-court pass over to Hornberger. Back to the top of the key. Right side to Rachel Heskett. Pass inside to Mattson. Mattson's triple team kicks it back out. And ACGE, they're not looking to shoot right now. 93 seconds to play. ACGE up by 4. Now a foul is going to be called as Newman was driving in. That's only team foul number 6. So one more will put ACG to the line. That foul's called on Leah Bodie. That'll be her third. Yeah, they had some open three-point looks, but you can tell ACGE. And now a steal on the inbounds picked up by Brooklyn Bodie. She's going to slide in for an easy layup, and the lead is down to 2. 55-53. 1:18 to go from Nicola. Newman across the timeline. Newman. And she was fouled in the drive. So Newman's going to shoot a one-on-one. ACGE has not shot many free throws. They are 2 of 5 from the free throw line. The freshman, Olivia Newman, her first visit to the stripe. Fouls on Brooklyn Bodie. That'll be her second. First free throw is no good. Rebound, Hornberger comes down with it for ACGE. Big offensive rebound. And now Newman drives in. Her left-handed layup is left short. Nicollet with the rebound, a chance to tie things up or take the lead with a 3. It's knocked away, swiped away by Rachel Heskett. It goes out of bounds with a minute to go. Both teams are in the bonus. It looks like the possession arrow does belong to Nicollet. 60 ticks on the clock in a good one. 55-53. ACGE on the inbounds to Bodie on the block. Puts it up and good. Leah Bodie has tied things up at 55 apiece. This is the first time we've been tied in this game since it was 0-0. Nicollet has not led tonight, and ACGE wants a timeout. Coach Lindsey Zeitler says, give me a timeout. We're going to keep it right here so we don't miss anything. 55-55, 46.4 seconds to go. Nicollet again trying to snap a 6-game losing streak, or a 5-game losing streak. They got wins against Sibley East, Medelia, and Mankato Loyola. They have lost to Minnesota Valley Lutheran, St. James, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, St. Clair, Grenada Huntley East Chain, Truman Martin Luther in overtime. And they got beat back on December 20th by Sleepy Eye 69-65. So it's their first game in quite a while. I think I heard a parent just say overtime. It's been a good one. We'll take free basketball if it takes a little longer for ACGE to get out of here with a victory. For Eldon Conger, Glenville Emmons this season, they beat Southland. They beat Leroy Ostrander. They beat Medelia, get off to a 3-0 start. They lost to Cleveland. They beat Mankato Loyola. They lost to Kingsland, 71-33. Their last timeout was back on December 29th, 54-45 loss to a Martin County West. So both teams playing their first game in 2023. Timeout is over. 46.4 seconds to go. 55-55. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Newman looking the inbounds to the top of the key. Looking to drive it. Stolen by Bodie. Bodie coming in for a layup, and Nicholas got their first lead. Brooklyn Bodie's got 9 points. It's 57-55. Raiders with their first lead of the game. 30 seconds to go. Full court pressure. Matson right to the bucket, puts it up, and she's fouled. Trying to draw the charge with Seuss. But Matson, Macy Matson goes strong to the bucket. She'll shoot 2 free throws. I think it was a 51-42 game at one point. 15-4 run by Nicollet. They have their first lead. Matson's first free throw is good. Swirls in. She's now 1 of 3 from the free throw line. 26.7 seconds to go. This one, they tie things back up at 57 apiece. Second free throw by Matson. That one is also good. Matson with 2 huge free throws. 57-57. 22 seconds to go. Bodie in that right corner with 19 seconds. Back to Bodie on the wing, and Nicollet wants a timeout. And we're going to keep it here. We don't want to miss anything. Timeout's brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, or you can call 373-4680, 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. We also want to thank the Eldon Conger Glenville Emmons School District for their sponsorship of our game tonight. The staff and employees from the Eldon Conger and Glenville Emmons School District are proud to support their students. They say good luck nights. on a great season so far and continued success. And our extra sponsors tonight, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons School District, High Yield of Alden, and Northern Country Co-op. 57-57. And I can tell, looking over at half court, it looks like the arrow on a jump ball would go to Nicolet. Both teams are in the bonus. Nicolet with 18 fouls, Alden Conger with 7. Foul trouble. Nothing really to talk about. Shannon Seuss and Tiana Sand have 3 for Nicolet. Nobody for Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons has 3. Here we go. Nicolet with the basketball. 12 seconds to go. Top of the key. Brooklyn Bodie with 10. Bodie on that right wing with 7. And she almost got it knocked away. Loose basketball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nicolet. So ACG is going to go the full length of the court with 4.6 seconds to go. And a timeout called by ACG. Is it a full timeout? I think it's a full timeout. I need to take a breather. We're back in a moment on Kane.
Healthy employees are happy employees. If you are a business owner or manager with 5 or more employees, the Albert Lee Family YMCA offers annual corporate rates. I invite you to check this great program out on ymcaal.org. Many insurance companies offer incentive programs that can benefit your employees. The Albert Lee Family YMCA can help you, the Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
Seconds to go. You're on Kate Radio. Sound like our broadcast is breaking up just a little bit. I do apologize for that. If we do go to overtime, have some time to make some adjustments. But ACGE trying to win it right here in regulation. They have to go the length of the court. 4.6 seconds to go. Tied at 57. Inbounds in the backcourt with 3, with 2, with 1, and they're not going to get a shot off. We're going to overtime. Cross the half court was Grunsky, and Grunsky just never able to get to anybody, not able to get a shot off. And
get free basketball.
Free basketball. We're going to take a timeout. We're tied at 57 apiece. Back in a moment, Don Kane.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe your... it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lee offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lee, 373-7454. Licensed and insured, Master Plumbing of Albert Lee. MasterPlumbingAL.com.
Worried about spills and water damage? Ready to add a tiled walk and shower? Well, Broadway Home Design, they can help. Their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lee has a variety of flooring collections and options to update your space. They offer many complimentary options if a custom tile shower or new luxury vinyl floor is on your to-do list. You'll wonder why you waited so long once it's complete. Let's get those spaces up to date, more accessible, and ready to use. Visit BroadwayHomeDesign.com for inspiration and to view their gallery.
You might have heard him in the background when the officials came over just to say free basketball. That's what we have here. 57-57, 4 minutes on the clock. Lake Crystal, welcome aboard. Lake Crystal. Nicolet with the basketball first, and a jump ball is called, and arrow belongs to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Lake Crystal Walker Memorial also wears blue. So a turnover, and ACGE with their first possession in overtime. Right side to Rachel Heskett, a long jumper. Shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Klockzin. 57-57, 3:33 to go here in overtime from Nicolet. ACGE led by 11 points twice, once in the first half, once in the second half, but Nicolet would not go away. Bodie driving right baseline, puts it up. Shot skims off the rim. Rebound by Heskett. That was Brooklyn Bodie who missed the layup. Heskett, pass underneath, is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Klockzin. Klockzin's got 20 points. 17 points for Leah Bodie to lead the way for Nicolet. For Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, 20 points for Olivia Newman. And Mattson, who had two big free throws in regulation, she's got 10 points. Speaking of Macy Mattson with the basketball, left wing looking for some help. Back to the top of the key to Olivia Newman. 3:04 to go in overtime. Newman at the left elbow. Back to Mattson for her three off the glass. Just spins out. And a scramble for the rebound. And a foul is going to be called on ECGE. Rachel Heskett going for the board. She'll pick up her first. That means a one-on-one on the other end with 2:58 to go. Ginaldin Conger, Glenville Evans was up 51-42, up by nine. My math is right, a 15-6 run by Nicola to close out the half and or close out the half and force us to overtime. Free throw is good. Knocked down by Leah Bodie. Bodie is now 5-6 from the free throw line. 58-57, Nicolet up by a point. Second free throw is also good. 19 for Bodie. Nicolet with their second lead of the game. 59-57 here in overtime. Right side Hornberger back to the top to Newman. Newman on the right wing. Newman looking for a screen. Now drops up higher on that wing. Mattson drives in, puts it off the glass too strong. Rebound pulled down by Hansen. Raiders have the basketball and the lead. 59-57, 2:35 to go here in overtime. This would be a tough loss for ACGE after having two double-digit leads tonight. Bodie will reset the offense. Again, both teams trying to break losing streaks. Nicholas lost five in a row. ACGE has lost two in a row. Top of the key. That's Klockzien. Klockzien drives in, layup is short. Rebound put up and a foul. Another offensive rebound for Nicolet. Shannon Seuss getting the rebound, and Seuss will shoot two. Foul's going to be called on Rachel Heskett. That'll be her second. It's a two-point lead. First free throw is no good. Off to the right by Seuss. Seuss has 6 points. She's now 0-for-3 from the charity stripe. Big second free throw coming here. Free throw is good. So Seuss gets 1-2. She's got 7 points. 2:10 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard from Nicolet. ACG needs a bucket down by three. Right side, and then she lost it on the dribble. Trying to drive in was Rachel Heskett. And it went out of bounds, a turnover on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. So they're going to slap on the full court pressure. With 2 minutes to go, lob pass in the front court to Hansen. Hansen on the left wing. Hansen looking for some help, back to the top to Leah Bodie. 2-3 zone again. ACG has stayed in the zone the entire game. Right side to Brooklyn Bodie. Now swung left side. Underneath they go. Seuss drops it off in the right block. Layup put up, it's blocked. Loose ball picked up by ACGE. What a block by Mattson. Grunsky coming the other way. Grunsky backing her way in. She's double-teamed, and a foul's going to be called. And Sierra Grunsky is going to go to the line to shoot a one-on-one. That's team foul number nine. So the 5'10 junior, Sierra Grunsky. She's got 8 points. Her first visit to the free throw line as Brooklyn Bodie picks up her third, and she hit it. Big free throw there by Grunsky. She's got 9 points. The lead is down to two. It stays at two. She missed the second one. Rebound by Nicolet. 90 seconds to go in overtime, and a reach-in foul. Not sure if they were doing that on purpose. Grunsky reached in. That's team foul number 10. And they're going to send. So it'll be Grunsky's first. And I can't tell from our vantage point who's shooting two. First free throw is no good. It's not 11. And I can't tell. Could be Klockzien. So a big first miss for Nicolet. Still a two-point game. Second one is also no good. Yeah, that was Klockzien who missed both. And ACGE comes down with the rebound. Minute 25 to go. A two will tie it. A three will give the Knights the lead. Newman with it on the left wing. Newman back to the top of the key. Newman drives in, kicks in the corner. There's a three-pointer for the lead, and that's long by Heskett. By Rachel Heskett, Nicola gets the rebound. Minute 09 to go from the American Insurance Press Box. What a great game on this Friday night in Valley Conference action. We're in overtime. Now a minute to go, and he fouls a foul. Clock Zim again. Grunsky picks up the foul. And Clock Zim, who's got 20 points in the game, but she's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. So Grunsky just picked up her second. First free throw is no good. And it stays a 2-point game. So even if Grunsky makes this second one, it'll remain a one-possession game with 59.9 seconds to go in overtime. Second free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nicolette. So Clock Zim misses four free throws in a row. And ACGE can still tie things up with a bucket. Take the lead with a three. Newman top of the key. Newman looking for a screen. Now drives in the paint. Drops off in the block. Shot put up. And that's short. Left it short was Ashley Newman. Rebound by Nicolette. 43 seconds to go. Bodie has it. You don't want to foul her. She can go right to the bucket. And her layup is good. Brooklyn Bodie with a big basket. And then a foul right away on Nicolette with 36 seconds to go. So Bodie said, you know what? Forget free throws. I'm going right to the bucket. She's in double digits. She's got 11 points. A 4-point lead, the biggest lead for Nicolette, but a foul in the backcourt. So Ashley, take that back. Olivia Newman will shoot two at the clock stop with 36 seconds to go, and Newman hits the first one. She's got 21 points to lead ACGE. The lead's down to three, lead's down to two. She hit both of them. And a timeout's going to be called by ACGE. Nicolette with the basketball. 36 seconds to go in overtime. Raiders up by two. We're back in a moment on Kane.
What comes to mind when you hear Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lea? The best rebates, the best tires, the best service around? If you're in need of service, call today for a quote or to schedule an appointment. And consider having your tires inflated with nitrogen instead of air. For just $5 per tire, receive the benefits of nitrogen-filled tires. You'll receive increased fuel economy, longer tire life, improved ride and handling, and reduced oxidation in wheels. If you're looking for ways to keep your tires lasting longer, ask about nitrogen at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lea. Call 373-0636.
Kensett, Hayward, Ellendale, and Albert Lea's source for news, weather, sports, and markets, AM 1450 KATE.
One of the best places to be on a Friday night inside a gym watching basketball. It's been a good one. If you could not make the trip up to Nicolette, so glad you could tune in. AM 1450, myalbertlea.com. iHeartRadio app, and if you have a smart speaker, just tell that speaker to play KATE. 36 seconds to go in overtime. Nicolette with the basketball in the backcourt, up by two. Full court pressure, almost got a steal. Let's see if they foul right away. No foul yet, right across half court. Now they will foul Clock Zim. Again, Clock Zim has missed four free throws in a row. It was kind of a hard foul, but I don't think intentionally. Foul's going to be on Rachel Heskett. That'll be her third. 30 and a half seconds to go. 2-point lead for Nicolette. First free throw is good. I'm sure for Savannah Klockzim, a big sigh of relief. This is the bigger one to make it a two-possession game. Second free throw is short. Rebound. And ACG comes up with it. Heskett the other way. Her layup is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Nicolette. 63-60. 20 seconds to go. ACG has got a foul. Bodie with the basketball at 15. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Rachel Heskett. So Clock Zim missed the second free throw. And I believe that was Rachel Heskett racing in. Too strong in the layup. And they, now they foul Bodie. Leah Bodie is 6-7 from the free throw line. One free throw could put this game away. And she left it short. Still a one-possession game with 15.2 seconds to go in overtime. 63-60 Nicolette. Huge free throw. Attempt coming here. Second one is also no good. Rebound pulled down by ACGE. With 12 seconds to go, 11. In the front court with 10. Right to the bucket is Mattson. Her layup is no good. And Bodie comes out with a loose ball with 5. And that's probably going to end it. A reach-in foul with 2.4 seconds. So ACGE trying to get the quick two-point basket instead of looking for a three-pointer. And on two consecutive possessions, not able to finish on the layups. And now Brooklyn Bodie will shoot two more, and one more will seal the deal. And Nicollet will pick up a comeback win at home, and the free throw is good. Hit the back iron, went way up in the air about 3 feet, and came down in the bottom of the net. Second free throw by Brooklyn Bodie is also good. Nicollet's going to win this one in overtime. 65-60, passes thrown in, shot at half court is put up, it's short. And the Nicollet Raiders, they come back from a double-digit deficit twice, once in the first half, once in the second half, and they beat Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons tonight, 65-60 in overtime. We'll take a timeout. Post-game show coming up next. You've been listening to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, girls basketball on KATE.